Hello, everybody. I'm Katie, and this is Just Dogs. Hey, guys. Another episode, another week. We're on a roll. Today's episode is going to be on why do dogs have dew claws? One of my good friends asked me this question a few months ago, and my first thought was, that would be a great podcast episode. Because a lot of people don't know, and a lot of people just kind of think they're there and unnecessary. And so, yeah, let's just kind of dive in. I really want to start with the background of where dew claws came from. One of the most common thoughts is like, oh, well, in evolution, dogs have stopped using them, so they're being removed or slowly just disappearing. But when I came across a genetic study that was performed on wolves in Italy, they stated a large population of dogs have dew claws, but dew claws are absent in wild canids, wolves, which was baffling to me because I had no clue that wolves didn't have dew claws. I've never really paid that much attention to wolves' feet, so I read that and I was like, let me go check this. So whenever I was looking into that, they typically mean rear leg dew claws, not front leg dew claws. So keep that in mind when I'm reading over this study. So then whenever I heard that wolves don't have them, I was like, well, where do they come from? Why do dogs have them? We'll get there. But first, the wolves. The wolves who do have dew claws are hinting at hybridization at some point in their lineage. They investigated three wolves who had dew claws in Tuscany, Italy. Based on 18 microsatellite markers, the wolves with dew claws were not facing evolution, but they were a second or later generation of a dog-wolf hybrid. The author Keeler states that the early canidae had dew claws, but nowhere states when they went missing during evolution, just that the only sign of them coming back is in today's dogs. He also states that due to the practice of removing them, it's hard to trace back when the appearance started again. It's believed, though, that dew claws were a genetic mutation, again, like I said, especially mainly and pointedly at the rear dew claws. After several articles, this is all that I kept seeing repeatedly, that they didn't know where they came from, that they're traced genetically as a mutation in the Canidae species. And I'm reading a book called Why Dogs Love, or How Dogs Love Us, I believe it's called. It's a neurological scientific study that a doctor was doing on canines, where he did MRI scans on the dog's brain, so on, so on. I'll talk more about that later, but I'm not done reading it. He said that he learned through the study of the dog's brain how there were the Canidae is obviously like the main ancestor. So we always say like, oh, dogs come from wolves, but they come from the original Canidae. And they split their time. So, like, obviously there were wolves that were more inclined to stay with people and, like, people took on. And then there were the wild wolves. So then it kind of split into two and then became today. So, yes, they came from wolves, but they really came from Canidae. But he was just kind of happy about that. And that just tied into this. So, sorry for the tangent. It's not supposed to be a long episode today. So let's get down. What are they for? Now we know. We don't really know where they came from, actually. But we know that wolves typically don't have them unless they're a hybridization of dogs. So what are they for? The front dew claws appear to be a non-functional digit whenever the dog is standing because they're just hanging there on the side. However, when dogs are jogging, running, or jumping, they're bearing the majority of their weight on the front limbs, and the dew claw does contact the ground. Then the dew claw is able to dig into the ground to help stabilize the front limb and reduce torque on the carpus and proximal limb when the dog is turning. An unexpected function of the dew claw is to help dogs climb out of ice when and if there is a case where it slips into the ice of a pond or intentionally goes for a slip limb. in their position on the medial aspect of the thoracic limbs, they can act as little ice picks to help the dog grip the ice and lift itself out of the water. As a result, many individuals who train performance and working dogs prefer not to get these removed on the front limb. And in this case, it really makes sense why they shouldn't. It's an extra gripper, it helps with turns, helps with gripping the ground, and helps them with that push off. If you ever watch how a dog runs, they grip the ground with their front and throw themselves forward. So it completely makes sense why a performance dog wouldn't get those removed. When it comes to the rear dew claws, there's little to no tendon attachment that ever, it doesn't really show that that rear dew claw was ever usable. There's no tendon, major blood vessels, nothing like that that is connected to that rear dew claw, which is why I point so much at that one being the mutation, not the front dew claw, because the front dew claw has a function. It has tendons and so on, but the rear one is kind of just there. So that's why that one is pointed at as being such a mutation. And of course, some breeds, it's standard for them to show and keep them as a representation of the breed, like the Beauceron, a Great Pyrenees, Icelandic Sheepdog. They're not necessary. Sometimes they can become an issue, not all the time. Y'all don't come for me. a lot of people get them removed because of that, especially as a working dog. Getting those rear dew claws caught in something can just really be a nuisance, especially since a lot of, if you have a pasture dog, they're not getting their daily to weekly, daily contact with people. They're not getting messed with much. They're out in the field, they're working the cows, they're doing a job, they don't have time. So getting those removed as puppies is more of a traditional practice for the dogs that are not in the household every day. So yeah, short and sweet episode, just a basic rundown of why, what are dew claws, why are dew claws. Nothing really crazy. It's literally just for grip and traction as they're going along, the short answer. So with that being said, y'all follow me on Facebook at Just Dogs. It's my training and podcast page. You can follow me on Instagram at Just Dogs Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Just Dogs Podcast. I'm not the best at Twitter. I don't use Twitter, so have to bear with me if you follow me on Twitter. And if you feel so inclined, you can sign up on Patreon to make a donation. It can be monthly, it can be one time, to help with this podcast and keep it going. If you feel like sponsoring, you can email me at caitlin.phelps@gmail.com, and I will leave that in the description because my Caitlin is spelled different. It's spelled like Catlin. So yeah, with that being said, y'all have a great day, great week, great month, great life, and I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye.